You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Yo. Yo, what's good, everybody?
What's up? Look at this.
Huh? Prem show on a Monday? That's right, Paolo. We're switching it up. I don't know if you got the email. Maybe you're not a part of our email subscriber list. But, yeah, we've moved on. We're doing Prem show on a Monday. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be doing the as-yet-named U.S. MLS-based soccer show on Tuesdays.
Correct. Okay. We're going to be really just talking about why America is the best. And it's going to be just really leaning in to that audience, you know?
We're mostly going to be reiterating what you already know.
Okay. This is, you know, the Cooligans and Fox News, really, you're not going to be able to tell them apart.
I really hope you can. Which, by the way, you know, my Apple TV is constantly getting me, trying to get me. Oh, yeah, you're going to see a dog in the background.
We have a dog here, and it's not Nutmeg.
By the way, I don't know if we have access to the air horns, but if at any point that dog starts to please itself, we will be setting off that air horn.
Well, I mean, what's pleasing itself?
You know, but cleaning is probably what it's doing, but
okay,
if I can do it.
I don't know how.
Ain't nothing clean about it if I can do it, is I'm telling you that right now.
Okay. You guys are, people are saying you guys are mad early for a Prem show. Crimson Pizza just Prem show and Gringo show.
Should we call it the Gringo show, bro?
I just realized I left the chat at the bottom there, and it kind of looks pretty good, like on the desk right there.
Yeah, you guys are right there. Is it going to go over your face, though?
I can crop it correctly. Let's see. No, it won't go over my face.
There you go. Fine. Yeah. Leave it in.
We're doing it.
We're leaving it in.
What's good, everybody? Yo, so thank you for joining us. We are here right now. This is the Cooligans. This is Prem Show. We are, you know, if you heard the news from last week, if you saw our video, we have left Fubo Sports Network. We are taking the show back. It is an independent program again, and we're doing what we want to be doing, right? And right now, we are at OS New York City in the Bowery.
Well, you gave him the whole government, New York City, as opposed to OSNYC.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, if people need to.
What's the OS? Do we have a? They're here. The owners are here, but I don't want them to answer. Can we figure out what OS? It's not operating system.
It is 100% operating system.
No, it can't be. It's probably like
ostentatious NYC.
Oh my God. Wow. Why are you waiting till we were off Fubo to use the big words, bro? Coño.
There it is, bro.
Ostentatious.
Shexa just said, look at these two independent gentlemen. Okay. We don't need no man. All right.
Michael Raymond said, oh my God, you're in the same room. Look.
Crazy. Look. Huh? Look.
Look.
I mean,
we can touch each other. Christian hates it.
In the same room, and I already have to contact HR.
100%. But let us know what you think OS stands for in the chat. Only fans for soccer. That's an OS.
That works.
That's an OS.
That works for me. So everybody, thank you so much. If you're tuning in live, so the plan going forward will be 1 p.m. Eastern time, Mondays, 1 p.m. Eastern time, Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing our show.
People are probably wondering why 1 p.m.
1 p.m. It just feels like the sweet spot for our American audience.
We're hitting the right spot.
Okay.
Folks.
The dog back there knows.
Yeah. He's gone. He's like, yo, these two are loud and dumb. I can't have both of that.
So yes, it seems like an opportunity to speak to our American or North American audience.
Right.
And then also.
No, vamos a hablar a los suramericanos.
Okay, también.
Yo, we'll talk to everybody. Okay, ¿qué dice, Bruce?
This show is going to be trilingual, all right?
But the one thing we won't do is try. But this gives us a chance to speak to the West Coast in the morning, speak to the East Coast while they're doing their little lonche, you know what I mean? And speak to the UK and to anyone who speaks English in the Western Europe region. You know what I mean? This gives us the best opportunity to speak to the whole world. What lonche? Is a word that Caribbeans made up, is it not?
Almuerzo? Almuerzo is the right
word. Right?
But I feel like it's not.
Lonche has a good feel to it.
It's Caribbeans that have come to the U.S.
No. It's the U.S. who forced themselves into the Caribbean. What are you talking about? As soon as Spain left the U.S. said, oh, yeah, you guys are going to be low-wage labor.
David Morales said, you can't keep switching it up on us, man. I mean, this. Hopefully
is this
it.
Wait, is this because sides?
No, the time of the show.
Yeah, I know. Like, what you got, only sauce, says Andrew Johnson, by the way. I like it, yo. Yeah, this is going to be it for a minute. So you're going to be...
This is the plan. So, yes.
We're not always going to be at OS because they run a business and they can't have two loud people yelling the entire time. Although maybe this becomes a centerpiece for their business, you know?
I would hope.
They're saying no. They're going, they're behind us going, no. We don't like this already. Never mind in the future.
You got, they're literally going to bolt us down to the ground so we can't leave.
I'm also going to say something a little controversial, okay? Wow, we're going to start it off...
So early?
We're going to start it off... So these people, no, I'm joking. That's a little controversial. I think I'm done with the yeah baby.
Right.
I think we need to move on from the yeah baby.
We've discussed this, and if this is Cooligans 3.0, this is the future of the show. Maybe we need a different intro, or maybe we can figure it out as we go along. But we've done the yeah baby, the iPoppy.
Mm-hmm.
For a pretty long time.
Right, we've done it. I feel like the tank is a little empty on the yeah baby. iPoppy feels like it maybe has a little bit left in it.
Okay,
right?
All right.
That's up to you to decide. I'm going to leave that on your lap. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Softly place it on your lap. But I think
why are you rubbing my thigh, dog?
I said I'm placing it. Just close your eyes. This has already gone down the deep end. But I think yeah baby... I think that's 2.0.
Okay, so let us know what you know.
Do we even need an intro? Is this it?
I don't know. Maybe this is it. So this is we'll talk footy in a moment.
By the way, Paolo said the significant other's kicked y'all out of the house already. No, but also yes.
Yeah, screaming yeah baby and I poppy.
I don't know what happens in your house. That's what happens in my house. So
the significant others are just like, all right, this has to change. Actually, the one thing that is, I'm sure you experienced this too, but you know, my fiance, she's a nutritionist, so she's always taking
I've never experienced this
clients. at home, she's doing remote calls and stuff, and you'll be in the middle of, like, you know, helping somebody, with their
just
diet.
Just really deep diving into why they eat the way they eat,
and
really
then,
breaking through and barriers then just and crying.
There's just a dude in the background saying,
yeah,
you know, it's just like, all right, well, my patient heard that.
One of the things I did this weekend, and I mean, talk about a fun weekend. Mm. I went through all the comments we haven't replied to on YouTube.
Yes.
On El YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Mario Salazar said, ¿Qué pasa, YouTube? Estamos en el YouTube, coño.
Good suggestions.
I went, and by the way, there were about, I would say 30% of them were a variation of, this one man put it the most succinctly, but it was a variation of, walk your dog before the show, dude.
Sure.
Which is a significant weight on the fans.
Well, that was early on.
No, that one was about, that one comment, that specific comment was about, I'd say maybe 2 months ago.
Sure.
Which in dog years, that's like 17 years ago, dude.
So, I mean, look, Nutmeg has not been as much of a distraction.
Not as rambunctious.
Yeah, yeah. He was a puppy when we got him. He was part of the Prem show.
I was like, leave him on a balcony. And they're like, yo, we don't have a balcony. I'm like, dangle him out
no,
the
No, it's just, you know, it's a new dog in a new environment. He's terrified. He's like, what the hell is this?
Also very critical of the show.
You stole me from my family. Right. What is this?
I was outside where I belong.
But no.
Who's this lady feeding me kale? This isn't what I want.
We're excited about the future of the show. Like we said, we're not just going to be at home all the time recording. We're going to be very mobile.
We're traveling. The world, mostly in New York right now, but we're traveling the world. So let us know where you think, and a lot of you have done this already, but go into the comments of our video where we reveal that we were going independent. I think it's titled What's Happening with the Cooligans. And put in the comments what you think, like a place in your town, a place in your city that you think we should go. And here's where I'm going to lean on some of you guys to do the right thing. I'm looking at you, Crimson Pizza, in particular. You got to put good food places in there that we could shoot the show from, okay? Because if it's all up to Christian, it's all going to be these stupid, CrossFit gyms and, maybe a local farm or something of that nature.
Yo, how dope. There's a place in
here we go.
In L.A.
Here
called The Gentle Barn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This place is so cool. It's like
two things I don't don't like already.
It's a barn with like animals that have been like either mistreated.
Oh, I saw you post this and I was like, what are you doing? Is your entire life an episode of an NPR show? What are you doing, dude?
If you're in LA, go.
He literally went to touch scared animals.
It's like
for how long?
Like goats and chickens.
How
and
long were you there?
It was only like an hour.
Drive from the hotel.
The drive wasn't that long. It was like maybe 45 minutes.
So 45 minutes, you were there for an hour, 45 minutes back. So you spent almost 3 hours. Let's call it 2.5.
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
It's very calming being around these like very gentle animals that you think.
How much more calming can your life get? Your entire life is a sound bath. Your entire life is.
I'm telling you.
You don't even drink caffeine. Like there's no sodas not allowed in your house. There's nothing about your life that is anything even remotely to energy. And you went to harmed animal shelter.
You gotta be a heartless human being to not be, you know.
I'm not saying I don't care. I'm glad it's there. But you going there. You know who needs to go there? Me. Not right. You. That's like me going to a coffee roaster. You know, it's like, well, yeah.
Well, I mean, what am I going to? I'm not trying to pitch you on. If you don't want to go, don't go.
Oh, Alexis. I don't want to go.
If you have a problem with me going, let me live my life.
I have a problem with you going. You know what I did, bro? You know what I did when I was in Ireland? I went to touch a sheep, bro.
Okay.
I said, yo, can I touch a sheep? And the guy was like, sure. I was like, yo, can you bring out a lamb? So I could see the difference. And the guy was like, you don't think they're different animals, do you? And I was like, I'm going to pause. I'm not going to react now because.
I mean, let me wait for you to answer.
Yeah. Is this a trick question? And it turns out I made him and his entire family laugh. This was a shepherd, dude. Mm-hmm. I said to him, I go, how come your stick doesn't curl up at the top? How come you don't have a question mark? And he took tape off of it and went boing, 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 and it became a question mark. I was like, yeah.
Did he get a boner? What are you talking about? What is that noise? No,
the stick was like, it was tied down. And when he got like he took the string or something off of it and it became the question mark. I was like, what? I was like, yo, I went to Catholic school, so I saw a lot of this, you know, the shepherd's stick. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Look, a real biblical scholar over here, Alexis.
I mean, Deuteronomy? Heard of it.
Okay.
Isn't that Spike Lee movie?
Sam, I love right the owner of OSM Esfahani in the chat saying, here for the Lando content. Which
Lando
is
the dog.
His dog.
That was behind us.
That was behind us a moment ago. Okay. So thank you, everybody, for joining us already. This is the new format of the show. It's just that it's going to be silly. It's not going
to
be.
Yeah. We're loose. We don't have to. Commercials?
Commercials?
Bro, we ain't got no commercials, bro.
Okay.
Producers in our ear? Nah. Shouts to everybody at Fubo, though. Thank you for a wonderful 2 years. We loved having y'all in our ear before. Yes, yeah,
but you know, we have to talk about the squiggly thing on the shepherd thing that Alexis was talking about.
Dude, so they would not let us talk about that. I pitched that like how many times?
Why would they censor right? us like this?
Christian was like, "Yo, I want to talk about the gentle barn," and they were like, "Yo, fuck out of here with your stupid barn, dog." And I was like, "Gee, we got to get out of here." No, shouts to Fubo. You guys were wonderful for 2 years, but this is us now.
Right?
We goody.
So
doesn't it feel like we got divorced and now we're trying to be like cool so we can date again? Doesn't it feel like that?
Sure, I'm sure. Girls in their late 20s will like us.
Bro, yeah. Totally, dude.
Why not?
Like, what? No, I'm gonna just ferment my beard, dog.
Hey, look at this. Hey.
We still got it. I'm in the background doing the running man. I'm like, what y'all ladies getting into? Did any of y'all have knee cream?
Man just had to say, yes, my people, what is good? Crimson Pizza just said, I went to
Catholic school and I saw a lot of shepherds. Sounds like the beginning of an episode of SVU.
Damn, is that why you need years of therapy, Alexis?
Speaking of boing, see? Another thing we couldn't have done on Fubo.
But yes, this is a Prem show. And look at this. So there's going to be a lot of experimentation. We're going to be doing a lot of experimentation. Right, yeah. There's nothing wrong with what I said. Because look at this.
You didn't do nothing.
Did this work? There it is.
Hey.
Look at this. Hey. Claire's
it's over. Oh yeah.
Claire,
oops.
We're at OS NYC. You can see the shot. This place, it's a gaming space. Hello.
It's massive.
It's massive. There's you could play whatever, Fortnite. You could play Super Smash Brothers. They have tournaments, they have FIFA tournaments. Look, NBA Jam, they have an arcade right there.
Bro, I used to body this game.
Okay. All right. That's as athletic as Alexis ever got. Bro, on
you
that.
Should see. We got to get an NFL Blitz up in here. Remember that joint?
I do remember
that
NFL
was my
Blitz.
Game.
That was a great game. But no, this is a really, really dope space. If you're ever in New York, not on a Monday because they're closed on Mondays.
Yo, you got to come to Only Sauce, New York City.
Ostentatious NYC is absolutely lit. No, but it's a really, really dope spot. And I highly recommend if you're ever here. They have drinks, games.
Yeah.
You'll be drunk. You're playing Tekken. You
right.
know what
and
I mean?
The OS stands for Only Swag. So don't show up in here with your dusty sneakers, bro.
Wow.
You got to be only swagged out.
Can this reminded me of something. Do you know Portland, the Portland Airport, the carpet?
Never heard of it.
The PDX carpet that everybody takes a photo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You take a picture of your kicks.
On there.
I only see soccer players do this. I've never seen...
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I saw you do it. I've done it, but I've only ever seen Portland Timbers players do it.
So I did that, and somebody recently started a PDX Carpet Twitter account and roasted me from the account. I don't know who started this account.
For real?
For real.
They were roasted you for what?
They were like...
get these Johns off our carpet.
Essentially, they said... literally what they said was, I'm glad... welcome to Portland, but get some better sneakers.
Bro. Instead of... All right, it's about time you found out I started this account. All right.
I'm like, hold up. This is your first tweet at me?
Bro, dog. So it's someone we know because they had to have seen your thing.
Sure.
I think it's Zarek Valentin.
Maybe.
Because he's a sneakerhead.
There has to
and
be.
And he's the one who's the first person I saw take those pictures.
Yo, Zarek, if it is you, you need to spend more time playing soccer, dog. No. With all due respect.
If it's you, yo, shouts, yo. Hit me up. I got more roasts for you. By the way, we are supposed to be talking about the Premier League.
We will in a moment. It just reminded me of that.
Remember when the show used to, before we were on TV, we would take
There was no order. There was no order.
30 minutes before we would get to the topic. So I know that's going to have to, change in the year of El YouTube. But
yeah.
Whatever. We're going to ease you in, baby. You know what I mean? We can't go straight to the thrust. You feel me?
Okay. Joe Willock just said, damn, now I got to take a 2-hour lunch break to get in on this. Twist my arm. Okay.
Look. I mean, yo.
What, you run your own business? You can leave whenever you like.
Manchester Sanders said KG did it. Kevin Garnett?
I don't know. Before we can.
Oh, KG the comedian.
Oh,
he does
okay,
the show with Flex.
Ah, okay, okay.
Goes to camera too. You get to see a side profile of my shepherd stick, my G.
If you're watching live, hit the like button.
Yes.
First off, we have
only 4 likes. What are we doing?
We have 4 likes. Come on, hit the like button.
Come on.
And also let us know, since this is the first time whenever we're remote, just want to make sure we sound okay. Are we both loud enough? If there's any issue.
Yeah, you guys can hear us all good.
Let us know. But yeah, we're going to be going. So
Sam said, I am the S in OS. Oh, Sam. Oh, wait, I guess okay. How you say that. I mean, look, I'm a pretty cocky guy. Wow. That's what I would do.
Alexis really leaned into that character, man. I was like,
okay, we got to get that sound. Can we get a soundboard, dude?
I mean, you are the soundboard today. Magic Sanders said, this is the alternative Prem show with no Prem talk.
Shexa said, what are these weird YouTube emojis?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, I guess because they can't use Apple emojis.
Oh, maybe. There's also, we do have the same... The emotes that we had on Twitch, if you want to use it, but you have to become a member of our YouTube channel. So it's similar, the way you would subscribe on Twitch, you can do the same on YouTube, and then you can use the emotes and stuff like that. So,
we just threw a couple in there so you could see what they look like.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So little nutmeg.
Feel free.
Or Lando. We should get a little white one for Lando.
Okay. So
wasn't there an actor named Lando?
There was Lando Calrissian from Star Wars, but
that's not at all what I meant.
But I don't
what?
Know. Of a,
did you just say
there's no? I don't know if there's a Lando.
There's an actor named Lando. Lando actor.
Okay, I'm glad we're sorting this out. It's very, very
important. There's some Lando and Apollo Creed.
What? What? Billy Dee Williams played Lando Calrissian.
That's not who I'm asking. I'm not asking about. Can I get negative Calrissian?
Can we talk about Premier League?
Yes.
Can we do that?
Go ahead.
Is that these two said, yo, is that a little teenage Trump on acid above Alexis? That's a good question.
Right, Brian. He is from New York, unfortunately.
Okay, let's start. Let's do some Premier League, stuff.
Let's do it,
because obviously it was a big weekend. The we have to start with Tottenham City. It was an unbelievable game. This is an interesting thing. The way people
have to talk about this?
We have to talk about Tottenham's success, all right? Because that's what this show is about. Well, from day one.
They finally have some, but did it have to come at this time?
Sam Asfahani just subscribed on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button if you have
Let's
not.
Let's go.
So I should move that alert from the center of the screen.
Yes, you should.
There it is. Okay.
Someone smoking a cigarette here?
Is someone smoking? Mm. Are you allowed to smoke in here?
Bro, we in those.
So people were talking about Manchester City and Tottenham. I thought the game was entertaining and
who
fun.
Who would have bet on Tottenham?
Nobody. Nobody would have bet on Tottenham. But you know, City's not going to win every single game. We can accept that.
They
understand
have
that.
Just won this one. It would have made things so much easier.
But the I think that the main storyline or the main plot point to take out of it is not that Tottenham won, but that Tottenham winning allowed for a title race to actually occur. That's really I think that's what the sort of excitement was around, because everybody, every fan of the Premier League was interested in this. In
yeah,
this
look,
game.
It's looked like Manchester City's run away with the league for a while now, right? So I'm excited about a title race happening, but that's Manchester City's 26 games played, 63 points. Liverpool's 25 games played, 57 points. That's 6-point difference. So I won't believe there's a title race until Liverpool wins that match. If Liverpool wins that match that catches up with the games played with Manchester City and they're 3 points away, then I will believe that there is a title race. But also, here's the other thing that can happen. You know, sometimes when you're winning a lot, you can sort of lose focus, right? I mean, we know this from our personal lives, right? It's just winning after winning after winning.
Constant success.
I'm like, just stop it, guys. But sometimes when you lose, it allows you to refocus. It allows you to be like, okay, maybe we're not perfect. And maybe we can sort of start to look at doing all the little things correctly. And that might be what happens with City. City may not just fall apart now. This may be a chance to sort of correct those little mistakes that could have gotten in the way of a title race.
Correct those little mistakes from City.
City can correct those little mistakes
right.
on their way to the title race.
I mean, 6 points between Manchester City and any other team feels much larger than pretty much any other.
Because it's City.
You don't expect them to drop points that often.
Right. If it was 6 points between Arsenal and Manchester United, you'd be like, anything could happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Six points between you and City, you're like, well, you're never going to catch them. So what's the point?
It's not even mathematically possible.
No. In fact, the Tunnel of Honor? What is it called again?
The Guard of Honor?
Honor Guard? Isn't that the girls with the flags? Honor Guard are the girls with the flags. By the way, maybe it's not girls. I don't know. I didn't go to a high school like this. We didn't have that. But isn't that the cheerleaders that aren't leading the cheers? They're just doing the flags.
I'm gonna refer to the chat here because I don't know anything about cheerleading.
You don't know.
I'll
Honor
try to
Guard.
Bring it on. I don't know much.
I mean, that's my point of reference.
I mean, it was a great documentary, but I don't know much about it.
Can you believe they went on to become actors?
But
does an Honor Guard do? The primary purpose of Honor Guard is to provide funeral homes for fallen comrades. That's not what I'm talking about.
Shit got grim.
Comrades, bro. Chill, Russia.
Damn, bro. You gonna give the audience PTSD, dog? What are you doing?
We're just trying to talk about soccer. Football. Ballon pied. And the soldiers showed up? Is that Alexis on the toilet? Bro, where? they could have lost the week after Spurs. Thank you, Sam. Joe Whitlock said, crazy how everyone says the title race is over until one team loses one match and then it's back on. Yeah, I know. And we're partly to blame for that because we need suspense every week if we're going to make money.
So, the
Color Guard, what was I thinking? Color Guard.
Color Guard, yeah.
Thank you, Joe Whitlock. And also Paolo Nelson. Bro, where would we be without y'all? So it's a guard of honor.
It's a guard of honor, yes.
We figured it out. Also, kind of sounds like a British deodorant, doesn't it?
Just a very royal scent.
Right. This is the state sponsored deodorant. Also, it doesn't work as well.
We gotta show some concern and worry. The queen is currently going through it right now.
She got the veed, bro.
She got the veed? That sounds like some. Isn't there something like some cooking reference that's veed? Something like that? Sous vide?
Sous vide. Yes.
What's that? Isn't that something?
Yes!
What is it?
It's when you get a pot of water and you bring it to a certain temperature, and then you dry vac an item and you put it in that, and you very slowly bring it to that temperature.
Right.
So it's very good for a reverse sear on a steak.
That's what the Queen of England has.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say, I wonder how she got it. I wonder if it was sexually transmitted.
Well, I mean, look, we're just asking the questions.
I don't know.
We're not, nobody's casting any
look,
dispersions.
If she's paying by the hour and she wants you to spit in her mouth, do it, bro. I don't care if it's the Queen.
This is how we connect to our British audience, because this is what they...
I got, by the way, right now, if anyone from Fubo is watching, they're like, see, this is what we stopped them from doing for 2 years.
Okay, we had a handcuff them a little bit, because there's too much freedom. So,
Dutch weed. I don't even know what that means, Paolo. What are we on, bro?
So,
oh my god.
So
I want you to know pizza is in the room. You want to walk behind it? You want to just walk it through? Yes, bro.
So give. This is Sam. He runs this place.
Oh, Sam NYC. Look
there
at this.
The pizza. It's a well brand,
bro.
Lando.
Lando is guarding la pizza, bro.
But this result, I mean, everybody was really talking about. I think the frustration here is how excited everyone was about this result. It's this is how bad. And I saw this.
What you mean? Because like Tottenham looks like heroes.
Well, this is the thing. This is how frustrating the Premier League can be, especially with Manchester City, with a Pep Guardiola team. I saw this from Tom Rennie from SiriusXM FC. Shouts to him. He does a great show. What was it? Weekend Tackle?
We don't need to give him a commercial.
Anyway, great show.
You know what? We'll put it on the Patreon. Join our Patreon. We'll tell you what show it is.
But he put out a tweet saying that he's with Manchester City being so successful, the Premier League is now boring. That he's not excited to.
Here's why I disagree, because shouts to Flex, who I'll give you, I'll tell you what show he's on if you join the Patreon. Shouts to Flex, because he said this. He said the race for top four is full of shit. The teams are so bad that anything can happen. And that's more exciting than two teams going for the top.
Right.
Because here's the thing, Manchester City, who cares if they win the league? It's Champions League for them. They need to win Champions League, or people are going to look at Pep Guardiola as a loser, a failure.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but it's definitely
Pep Guardiola.
Damn, bro.
Right. Roasted him, bro. He might have to quit after that. Yo, bro, there's a shake my hand.
Are we going to get flagged on YouTube for bullying and abuse? Because Alexis is really, we didn't discuss this beforehand. And look, I'm going to let our audience know that I will make sure I will vet all of his comments. I do not stand by those statements, okay?
When I said someone spit in the Queen's mouth during sex, he had nothing to say about it. But because of this, all of a sudden.
This, you know, sometimes.
This has gone too far.
Sometimes people really just take it to a place it doesn't need to go to.
Guardiola, bro. Ella.
What was I going to say? This is how thirsty we are for some competition.
Are you? Do you care about the title race? Do you care if it's Liverpool, who's already won it, or City, who's already won it?
I do care. I care that I am not certain by week 7 that the Premier League is wrapped up. That's what I care
Honestly,
about.
Honestly, who cares? I don't. I mean, I think you're saying that because you're an Everton fan. You got nothing to look forward to.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, even a relegation race?
You don't even want Arsenal in that conversation to win, possibly? You can't say that. Say you don't care.
If it was Arsenal, I think more people would care because Arsenal hasn't won it in so long. But Liverpool versus City, that's like Jeff Bezos versus Elon Musk over who gets to win $100. Who cares? You know?
Put them in a pool with oil. I'll watch that. I'll watch them fight.
Buddy, here's a shark. And now we're talking.
But a baby one, you know?
Right? You talking about Shark Tank. I got a Shark Tank for you, a couple of businessmen in an actual tank with a shark.
So
a baby one. How about 100 baby sharks? 100 goldfish-sized sharks.
You're not going to...
One shark-sized goldfish.
You're not going to lose a limb, but, you know, there's obstacles.
Right. Yeah. You know, you won't be in pain.
But I like the healthy competition. It's the same, you know, it's the same argument that people say, like, having playoffs allows for some uncertainty on who the winner is going to be. But this victory for Tottenham was... like affected every single Premier League fan because it seemed like everybody was just like, this is one of the greatest games I've ever seen. And it's only one of the greatest games you've ever seen because it's City.
I'll say this much. I'm not the first to say it. It was an absolute masterclass from Harry Kane.
Sure.
I mean, just the, you give this man a not even an inch, a meter. What's the equivalent?
A kilometer. You give him a kilometer.
You give this guy like, I don't know, 2 stone. What happens over there?
What is that in Celsius?
You give this guy any chance and he will find a way to score when he wants to.
What does that mean?
Because
you think there's moments he's like, I don't want to score today.
You tell me, because for weeks we've seen him be below subpar to this level. And why did he show up against Manchester City, you think? Could it be for the same reason that Mbappe showed up against Real Madrid?
I mean, that they're both professionals and they give it their all every single game. Yeah, I agree with you, Alexis.
Speaking of soundboard.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
No, it's because maybe he's showing off for his future employer. Do you think maybe that's why he decided to, as they say in American TV, get off the snide?
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that? You don't watch ESPN? No, you're busy watching a Gentle Barn live stream.
It's a good show.
Oh, ooh, this horse seems upset.
This is my reality TV.
the real house dogs of Gentle Barn. He's like, damn. This one's a bitch because it's a female dog.
That's right. Yeah, there we go. Manchester United said, as long as Liverpool don't win, it's blessed. Yeah, sorry. Well, Manchester United fans obviously don't want Liverpool to win.
I can't believe you skipped the most important comment.
I didn't skip it. I was going to address it, but.
Okay.
Go. What do you say it?
Michael Raymond said to Joe Kedden on Joe. Sam said, do y'all want a slice? We will.
Yeah. We want to get a slice now?
You don't have to get up.
Yeah.
No, we can ask the owner to present us with a slice so we can continue the stream.
No. Oh.
You're actually going to get up and get a slice?
Yeah, let's get a slice.
We're in the middle of a podcast. All right, I'll continue to do this. I do want to talk about the Phil Foden video in a second. But here's my comment, my final comment on Harry Kane being incredible. I think he was simply doing it because it was Manchester City. And as we know, there were overtures from Manchester City on signing him, trying to get him for $100 million, right? Or 100 million pounds, which is about $130 million, something like that. And I think it was a chance for him to show, here's what you're missing, someone like me. And that's exactly what Manchester City is missing. Excuse me, someone who could put the ball in the back of the net. Look at what Gundogan, beautiful. Look at this slice.
What slice do you want? Pepperoni?
I'm going to go plain. I always go plain.
So we got...
Is this Joe's? No, this isn't Joe's.
I don't know.
This is Monero's? Is this Monero's? Monero's. Guessed it.
Yeah.
Huh? By the way, there's no name on the box. You're going to get grease to drip.
There's a heart shape. Yeah, it's heart-shaped pepperoni on here. I don't know how.
By the way, if you're wondering how I knew it was Monero's, it's because Monero's does something called a cornicione, which is this, is where their crust is like super, super thick. So as you're seeing, but also it's a little fluffy. They use an electric oven, so you're going to get the char on the bottom. And that's what let me know it was Monero's. Come on now.
There it is.
So, I mean, what a horrific experience. to listen to a podcast with me chewing on it, but it is what it is. Here's my point. Manchester City would have won that game if they had someone that could put the ball in the back of the net. Gundogan was going crazy, sending these beautiful outside-the-box shots, but they ain't got no man up in the middle. They need a Harry Kane. If you're Manchester City, you walk away from this game going, get me that man.
I mean, they said that last summer.
No. I'm not revealing anything new. But what I'm saying is everyone's talking about the Premier League title race. Nah. This man was showing off.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I'm talking
about? To show that he was worth the amount of money they were trying to pay to get him.
This was like a reality show, like a Love Island kind of thing. You know what I mean?
But you
do a couple push-ups before you walk outside, so you're a little swole. That's what he did.
But do you think this was any case for Harry Kane to say, I should stay at Tottenham? do you think that's a possibility, given that they did win?
No, because they're not in the title race.
Okay, yeah.
Who cares? Why would you stay at Tottenham? What have they done to show you? And now I'm talking to you directly, Harry Kane. I'm going to talk to you as a friend, which I know you don't expect of someone that's such an Arsenal supporter. But let me talk to you like a friend. What the hell have they done for you? They went out and got Conte. Who'd they buy in the January transfer window? Betancourt, a guy that can score, a guy that can take your job, essentially. And who's the other dude? Kulusevski? That it?
You had a great game.
Had a great game. But is that it? Is that enough to get you a title?
Bro, it's just January. What are you supposed to do? Move.
Okay.
Earth.
If you are trying to keep Harry Kane in the summer, you have to have a big January to show him, yo, we're putting the pieces in place. Is that enough? If you're Harry Kane, is that enough?
Well, you beat
Kulusevski and Betancourt.
You beat Manchester City. Which is arguably the best team
in the
world.
I didn't ask you that.
But
also lost to who? They lost to what was everybody. Look, is that enough? If you're Harry Kane, is that enough for you to say, yo, I'm going to wait all summer to see who they buy?
Well, look.
Or you run over to Pep at the end of the match and you're like, yo, I'll do it for 300 bags a week.
It's almost inconsequential whether Harry Kane thinks it's enough or not, because he did not think it was enough last summer, which is why he held out and he was trying to force a move and it didn't work out.
But if he says to Manchester City, saw what I did to you, you need a man like me. 100 wasn't enough. Bring that up to 130 million pounds.
Mm.
You gonna get me? But if you have a second summer where you're asking to leave, don't you think Daniel Levy would get the idea that, like, yo, we got to sell this dude to make this money now. He's only getting older. It's time to go.
Jean or Jean Willis O. Imoral said, Brazil. Brasil. Puxeta from Brazil. Thank you. Shouts to Brazil. Okay.
Paulo, você é brasileiro. Obrigado.
Você. It's not Italian.
What do I know? Obrigado. And Quakish. That means underwear.
Omar Ramirez said, have they said what injury Gio Reyna has now?
No, they haven't.
I think it's a hamstring, but I don't know the severity or...
I believe it's Hamon string. Thank you.
There it is.
Dang,
okay.
Fubo out the door, so y'all bring pizza on the pot. Yo, bro, we weren't allowed to do this. We're breaking all the rules, bro. Mm-hmm. We're not even wearing pants, bro. Mm. You feel me? And we mean that in the English way.
Yeah. They're really upset here.
Yeah, man, we're going full commando, bro. can see Kane to where Poch goes next. Oh, Manju Sandhu said he can see Harry Kane going to where Pochettino goes next, because Manju Sandhu is a Manchester United fan and Pochettino is a number one recruit and he wants Harry Kane. And I think Harry Kane will continue to be valuable in the summer versus people thought maybe he fell off. I think this match showed you when he wants to, when he thinks there's something on the line, he shows up. That's it. I think this whole thing was an inside job. Okay?
Interesting.
First of all, Tower 7. We still don't know. No.
What does Harry Kane know?
Right? Where was Harry Kane on that day? I think at the end of the day, this was an inside job. I think this Tottenham ain't winning nothing by winning this game. I think in one fell swoop, Harry Kane showed Manchester City, I can knock you out this title race if I want. I could put balls in the back of your net, and if you had me, I'd be scoring goals for you.
It sounded very, you said it very quickly. It sounded like you said, I could put balls on the back of your neck. And I'm
bro,
like, what?
You know what? I bet you he could, bro. If he asked nicely.
What is this about? No, but yeah, look, a huge.
We have no rules anymore. This is beautiful.
A huge result for Tottenham. You know, they had lost.
No, it's not. It's not a huge result for Tottenham at all.
It isn't a huge result for Tottenham.
No, it's a huge result for Harry Kane.
I mean, they're at 39 points now. They have about three games in hand on, you know, first place Manchester City.
Three games in hand in general.
In general, yeah. I'm just saying
West Ham is who they're competing with. West Ham and Manchester United.
Yeah.
They're both at 26, 46 and 42 points respectively. Arsenal got more points than Tottenham, same games played.
Look, all right. There's some competition, at least for Champions
League. If Arsenal doesn't get fourth place, it's because Arsenal didn't do what they needed to do to finish in fourth place. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So, the ball's in our hand, the ball's in our court. What's the phrase?
What in the world is going on?
I might have had too much caffeine. I might just be too excited about Cooligan's 3.0.
Michael Raymond said, Kane out here teabagging. You know?
It's what he was asked to do, bro. Did you see the, let's switch. Did you see the Phil Foden interview, video?
No, what video are you talking about?
For real?
No, I didn't.
You for real?
I'm for real. What video Phil Foden?
So Phil Foden was at that big boxing match in England, and it got a little sticky. Let's see if I could find it. I'm surprised you haven't seen this, to be completely honest with you. Phil Foden was at the game, and a little bit of a brawl breaks out, but he's obviously in a suite, or as they call it at the stadium, a gallery. He's in gallery number three, right? Watch this.
Okay.
So look at this. We're doing a react show now on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll put it
on. So there's Phil Foden.
I'll put it on the screen. Give me a second.
What are you doing?
I'm going to put it on the screen.
Just watch it. You don't have to put it on the screen. No. Don't put it on the screen so that we could be big. Just watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, sorry. You've seen it already. If not, we'll tell you what's happening.
Okay.
There you go. So look. All right. So you see Phil Foden being led back to his gallery, to his suite, and someone is saying, like, leave him alone. So he was getting... not made fun of, but he was getting harassed a little bit. And you could see the fellows who were harassing him.
Right.
They're kind of standing there. And then another couple of guys walk by and they're like, is that Phil Foden, mate? You know, there's like a lot. But then this is Phil Foden's mom steps out and she goes, who was talking shit essentially? And she was like, fuck off. That's exactly what she was like. And look, she pushes the dude.
Whoa.
The dude punches her in the mouth and now it's on. Some dude steps out. I don't know if he's security or a cousin. The mom's not letting it go. She's punching anybody she can. And this dude is now also swinging on these dudes. So it's three dudes. Here comes Phil Foden. He pops out, right? Now it's a melee, right? And it's not going to end here because the mom takes off her shoe and she starts getting gully with it, right? She starts swinging the zapatos, right? You can see it now. She takes off her shoe. She takes off her shoe. Yeah, she's back in the game. She just got punched. Phil Foden's mom is no joke, by the way, right? Now she's getting punched. Now it's an all-on melee. This dude kicks, right? And now the guy holding the camera, by the way, the whole time is going, oh, no, go on, mate. Like, he's laughing. He thinks it's hilarious. So he's backing up. Look, my guy picks up the fire extinguisher.
Whoa.
Now watch what happens, okay? This is crazy.
Whoa.
He's swinging at dudes, right? Look. He's got it, right? He's not using it. Shouts to him for not spraying. Boom. Hits guy in the back. Bonk, right? He threw it. He threw the fire extinguisher. And now that's kind of it. It's all done.
Oh,
so now this
God.
Is being investigated.
What
investigation? The cops are watching this going, oh, shit.
Seems like, there's a fair amount of evidence. But, I mean, who knows? I don't know. I wasn't listening to the audio, so I don't know how it began. Clearly, they were harassing him, and they said something.
It basically, he was being harassed wherever he went. I'm not sure if he went to a bar or maybe on his way back from the bathroom.
Mario Salazar said, this sounds mad wild, and we should have seen it.
That's okay. Well, I mean, you're going to watch it on YouTube later. But whatchamacallit, we don't know where he was. All we see, the video starts with him being... You could see he's being told, get back in the suite.
Uh-huh.
Which, I will point this out yet again. If you are a footballer in the UK, what are you doing in public? That's not a place for you. There's a doorway in the stadium specifically for you. You go to your suite, you sit there, and you shut up and you like it.
But we talked about this last week with Jordan Pickford. You can't avoid other human beings entirely. There's going to be... issues. There's going to be, you know, and from a lot of the comments that we got last week about Jordan Pickford, it really just felt like that the culture of banter is just absolutely relentless in England.
Our editor actually, we sent him the footage, right, yes, to cut it, and he chimed in. He jumped in the group chat, mm-hmm, and he goes, "Hey boys, watching your show, just want to give you a little bit of tidbit information about how things are out here. If you clap back at all, it only gets worse." I'm like, so you have no,
yeah,
you have no recourse. So using that information, knowing that this is a part of the culture, they love to bant until it goes too far, and then it becomes swings because it's free healthcare, and who cares if you break your nose? If you punch me, you should hear a cha-ching because that's $3,500 out of my pocket, because that's how much it's going to cost me to get my nose fixed or my jaw fixed, right? Or worse than that if it's my jaw. If that's what culture's like, then stay out. You're a celebrity. You're a big name. You're not on the streets no more, my guy. You ain't that lad from Manchester no more. You are, your hands and your feet and your face are worth millions. What are you doing? And also, if you're Phil Foden's mom, tone it down.
I mean, in the
people are going to talk shit about your kid. You ain't got to swing on people.
In the video, it looked like she was, based on what I saw, it looked like she was physical first.
She
pushed the dude.
She was the aggressor, yes.
Right,
but swinging on her.
I wouldn't say
Christian.
That's not what I'm saying. I wouldn't say that she was the aggressor because I don't know what happened before.
Nah, so
she could have been aggressive.
But she brought it to a physical place beforehand, right, which is not an excuse to ever hit her or any of that. That's not what we're saying. She certainly escalated the situation a little bit. They took it to a place that it shouldn't have been.
Yeah,
my guy with the fire extinguisher brought it back down to where it needed to be. Let's say he extinguished the situation, if you will, by dunking dudes in the head with a fire extinguisher.
So there has to be some conversation there from everybody in Foden's camp to be like, all right, we can't also be swinging on people either.
I don't know what Phil Foden's mom's name is, but I'm going to go with Tony Soprano Foden. You can't be out here. You can't be out here mushing dudes in the face.
Yeah,
mom.
Yeah. Paolo says she's gully. Okay,
she's wild gully. She deserves a shirt.
Very clear that she is. But look, you're sort of, if I hear this correctly,
Joe Whitlock said Foden's haircut is still in the streets. Shouts to his barber, yo. There's one Dominican in Manchester, I'm sure of it, and that man is whipping up a nice fade for Phil Foden.
What it sounds like you're saying is essentially like, you're too famous to really be outside amongst the commoners.
Why don't we see NFL players get in trouble like this? Why don't we see NBA players get in trouble like this? Look, they get in trouble for much worse things. we never see them having fights.
Plaxico Burress shot himself?
He shot himself! And he was going through the VIP entrance.
Why is he bringing a guy? You know, whatever.
He had it in his waistband of sweatpants. But look, what I'm saying is, maybe it's because we have guns. Maybe that's why that doesn't happen. No, but the point is, we don't see... Plaxico Burress didn't get into a bar fight.
No, he did not. I mean,
when was the last time you saw an American athlete, non-football, get into a public melee? You don't see this happen. There's boxing matches, UFC matches these guys go to. This doesn't happen. They bring security with them, and they get in and out through their own entrances. Mm-hmm. What are we doing in England? Why are these guys even allowed to be anywhere near the galleries?
I would argue that, you know, that this culture of harassing footballers is what needs to change, not the fact that that the footballers are outside.
Until that changes.
You're doing a little bit of a, but look at what he was wearing.
No, I'm not saying until that changes, bro. You think the culture is going to change overnight just because you're outside?
I mean,
bro, you got money. You got money. You shouldn't even be, their breath shouldn't be anywhere near you, bro. You got money now.
Look, we don't know who these people are. I don't know.
I'm just letting you know what'll happen when I got money. Bro, I'm coming into OS via my own entrance. I want to be a grappling hook down into this seat. And if Christian even looks at me with his poor ass, I want to be brought back up.
Joe Whitlock said NFL players keep their fighting to the elevators, which
is unfortunately. Terrible. Again, they keep it in the family, which is unfortunate.
Manchester United said, "We ghetto out here." Okay, all right. At least they're taking ownership of it.
Paolo Nelson said, "I saw one of the Property Brothers get into a bar fight in Fargo once."
Is that real?
What? What? Yo, he flipped that house on that dude?
Which
one? Oh, our light just went out.
It's all good. We should have enough light.
Yeah.
Which one? The Zooey Deschanel one or the other dude?
Wait, what's Zooey Deschanel?
One of them is dating Zooey Deschanel.
A property brother?
A property brother.
Is dating the new girl?
For real.
Damn.
Okay. So, yeah. The,
Bro, and what's his face from SNL is married to Scarlett Johansson, bro. Anything can happen.
That's right. Okay. I mean, the crazier thing,
Bro, I was on TV and I got a dime, so anything can happen, bro.
Right. Because you were on TV.
Bro, she was with me for years as an investment. And then when I got on TV, she's like, whew, thank God.
Paulo Neza said, look it up. Okay. We'll do.
We could show that on the screen because who cares?
Right, but nobody cares about the full phone fight. That's not good. That's not good television.
Nah, people saw it already. They asked us about it. Man Sanders said, "Yo, we ghetto out here. You kind of are, bro." The new house girl, new house, new girl. Hey, Michael Raymond. You remember him? He was ex Michael Raymond.
Yeah.
How is it that ex Michael Raymond is now Michael Raymond?
Bro,
Inception, right? We need a spinning top. Alexis, you cannot trust these plebes to control themselves. Step your security up. That's Crimson Pizza. Are you actually looking up this property brother fight?
I am looking it up. Yeah, this is 100% real.
You actually going to show this? Who cares?
Jonathan Scott, the tool belt wearing half of Property Brothers, got mixed up in a scuffle at Dempsey's public house in Fargo, North Dakota.
Right, because the other brother is the one who's he's a white hat. He's the one who
he's that real estate guy.
Yeah. He ain't getting into fights. He understands the game. Yeah. Go to the Soho House in Fargo, North Dakota.
But no, okay. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. But you see, just another example of these, of our celebrities. Not doing right by their fame.
It was the Zooey Deschanel one. I bet you Zooey was the one who was like, yo, mush this dude up, yo. Omar Ramirez said Pete is going out with Kim Kardashian, SNL. Wild out here. Wild out here. Yeah, man.
Okay, now
isn't it crazy that we're friends with Kim Kardashian and she's dating Kim Kardashian we don't know?
I just hope Kanye doesn't reveal our tweets to her.
Bro, you know? Yo, I think Kanye needs to show up to SNL and fight Pete live without Pete knowing.
If he's fighting him, he will know that he's fighting him.
I mean, the moment it happens, I don't think. What I'm saying is, don't set it up.
He's like, bah, bah, bah. Yeah. What's going on?
I still don't know. Why is Kanye's hands doing this to my face? Here's what I think they should do. They should have the fight, schedule it in England. Phil Foden shows up. His mother punches out Pete Davidson. Kanye picks up an extinguisher, firing his thing for sure.
Okay.
Bro.
I love the inside of Alexis's mind.
It's very Spursy in Alexis's cup. What, is there something on here?
Okay. No. Oh yeah, Fanex. What I just said. Yeah, was the property brother that's dating Zooey Deschanel. Yeah. They got into a fight. Bouncer put him in a headlock. Thought he was involved in the fight. Oh, he wasn't even involved in the fight and got in a headlock.
Damn, son.
Damn.
Yo, about one of the greatest names ever in our chat. Listen to this name. Doesn't it sound like a politician in a Marvel movie? Mm. Tristan Storms. Mm. Damn.
Okay.
Right.
Could be a porn star.
Yes,
too,
100%. You should have been here for the beginning of this. he said, or she said, they have bars in North Dakota. Yo, news to me. Right?
Okay.
It's just inside the carcass of an ox.
Like what you've done with the place.
Damn. You know what? It doesn't smell like ox anymore. It's very nice. Is this sandalwood?
So.
Isn't that a, I think I just, like a Flintstones reference.
What else is there to cover?
Paolo said they only have bars in North Dakota.
I want to make sure we also talk about Aubameyang getting a hat trick for Barcelona.
We don't need to.
No.
Come let's on. Start with, I'm happy for him.
Give this man his flowers.
No, I'm happy for him. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely happy for him. It wasn't going to happen at Arsenal. We needed to move on.
Why? Why can't it? Why, how could it happen at Barcelona but not Arsenal?
Because he wasn't paying attention to the rules. He has a good behavior clause in his contract now.
Mm.
Had we had that, maybe.
He has a good boy clause?
Yeah.
Aubameyang, are you going to be a good boy?
Aubameyang, let's practice.
You got to be a good boy if you want to play.
Here we go. Toss a soccer ball at him. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for Barcelona. That was a right place for him. That's a right place for his skill set right now, where he has a lot more a style that fits him a little more. We need someone who's more of a center forward at Arsenal. In no way, shape, or form do I look at what is going on with Aubameyang at Barcelona and look at it as detrimental to Arsenal in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, I'll go even a step further. If you're an Arsenal fan and you're somehow boo-hooing this, yo, get your life right, my G. That's a human being. He's at a place that's better for him. Let that man be happy.
Okay. There it is.
Right?
Look at this.
How Aubameyang got his groove back. You know?
Alexis out here just shouting, giving a shout out for mental health.
Right. I would listen to Mary J. Blige, bro.
Being kind on the internet.
Right.
You never thought it would be coming from him.
It's quite unlike me. Alba just did that to trick Barca into exercising his option for 2025, which is also what I believe. He has this in his tool belt. It's up to him whether he wants to do it or not.
Is he being like Harry Kane right now?
No, he's being like the property brother, bro.
About to put Arteta in a headlock.
Oh, bro. Even though he ain't got anything to do with it, bro. He wasn't even at the match. Get off him, bro. And the queen is like, oh, yeah. This is what I paid for.
Jose,
that was a queen cough.
Jose Ochoa said, Aubameyang only plays well when he plays with an American on the team. That's right. Serginho
Dest. That's right.
You saw the comments from Xavi. So who got the red card?
What
am I forgetting his name? Dani Alves.
Yes.
Dani Alves gets a
who's like 39 years old.
And he's 39 years old. And Xavi, for some reason, is singling out Serginho Dest like literally 2 weeks ago.
Hates
like
him.
He hates him. He's just like essentially saying, you know, that he's not either not good enough or that he's, which is why you bring in Dani Alves, right? If you bring in somebody at that position, especially such an old dude.
Could you imagine if I said Christian's not good enough and then I brought in just a white-haired 80-year-old?
Like, wow, what is
old he? Comedian, like a vaudeville act. Or like, what do they call that? The borscht belt?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, the Catskills.
The Catskills, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He has, like, a drum with him for some reason. He has one of those bicycle horns on the suspenders.
Like, wow, this is really... I had the vision all wrong. You know?
You got to sit there and just cry.
So bringing in Dani Alves obviously makes it, you know, it's at least a sign to Serginho Dest, like, yo, my position's not locked down.
Also a great person to learn from.
Agreed, but he's still also 39 years old, and why are you taking minutes from me?
Right.
Yeah, I can understand why he would be a little
bit. You sure your knees don't hurt, my Jing?
But he gets the red card last week or the last game, and Serginho Dest steps up, had a great game against Valencia, and now Xavi's like, you know, this guy's incredible. I really love seeing, you know, it's just such a strange, it's a bit toxic. Right? It's a little bit...
No, I think...
You can't go from the guy, I can't even envision him playing, why is he wearing a Barca shirt?
But that's man management, bro.
It's manipulation. That's what it is.
Well, you, whatever, double M, all right? It's M&M. You pick whatever you want for the second M. It's how you get a player to respond. You know, we've talked about this before, and I think Nicola Pepe and, Martin Odegaard, two examples in Arsenal, you sit them, you specifically say like, I'm not seeing what I need to see out of them. However you want to say that, Xavi is a little bit more heavy-handed. But you do what you need to say to get that player to react. And you have to put them, you have to put their backs against the wall a little bit, you know?
Okay.
You have to caress them a little bit. I'm joking. You have to put their backs against the wall.
Put your balls on their neck.
Harry, get out of here. We're like Harry. you have to put their backs against the wall so you could see exactly what it is that what they're made out of. How can they react? And Serginho Dest, he delivered.
Yes, but it's suggesting that you put them down publicly to build them up privately. That's what it kind of feels like, which I feel like it's not the best version of man management.
Hey, you know what? It's what the player needs.
I don't know.
I'm not going to sit here and say that you know more than Xavi. You know what? I'm not going to do it.
I didn't expect that from Xavi, especially having played so recently. And
you think Pep didn't do that?
Pep, is there anybody that Pep has publicly...
pointed out
and said like this, they did something wrong.
Not
Pep
as directly.
Does not do that.
Not as directly.
No.
No, but Pep kind of does.
But even kind of doing it and doing it are very different things. So
what? So Mourinho still has a job.
But look at the results Mourinho gets. Everybody, every player, players hate him.
But he won. He won almost everywhere he went except Tottenham.
Past tense, bro. I mean, it's a new day. There's a new generation that needs to be handled a little bit differently.
But it worked at one point. What's the chat saying?
How much abuse are we...
Yaya Toure. He did rip up. He didn't even give that man a birthday cake. Thank you, Jamal London. Shouts to you. Welcome back.
Okay.
Also, yo, speaking of London, RIP to, was it Jamal Edwards?
Yeah,
The gentleman from SBTV. By the way, that's, I don't know if you guys in England know, he's on our trending topics here in the U.S. on Twitter. That's how much of an impact this man has had and his passing has had. So RIP to everyone we've lost in the culture. Shouts to you.
Okay.
Thanks for everything you did for the UK music scene, my G. So Lukaku did that to Thomas Tuchel. Yeah, I guess the reverse also works, but...
I mean, he's terrible. He can't do it as a player.
I don't know. It works to get your point across, but it's not about to see. How does the manager react? Oh, by sitting me? Ooh.
No, the look, I just think, look, maybe I'm more
Jamal
sensitive.
Jamal made a good point. Pep sold out Yaya Toure twice in two different clubs.
Oh, well, he was at Barca.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Damn.
Didn't like the guy. I don't know.
Meanwhile, he liked Alex Song.
And Yaya was like an absolute beast, especially at City. I think maybe I'm probably a bit more sensitive to it, given that Serginho is an American player.
I think it's because you go to places like the Gentle Barn. I think that's why you're
maybe
more sensitive to it.
Okay. You know what? This is it's a new era, bro. Okay. It isn't. It's not the 80s where we just like don't care about people's feelings. All right. Times have changed.
Pep Guardiola walks in, you hear bow, bow.
So,
but you know what? Put in the chat what you think. Do you think that's the wrong way to handle it? Is to call a player out publicly and see how they react? It seems to have worked for Serginho Dest, and I would
it's
made him a better player for the U.S. men's national team.
It's one game.
Sure.
It's one game. Look, I would hope that Serginho Dest is the future at Barca. He's a great player. I think he has the skill to be there. Is he the strongest probably defensively? Not really. But I think he's a
if Trent Alexander-Edwards could do it.
Trent Alexander-Edwards.
Trent Alexander-Arnold. Sorry, I was thinking of Jamal Edwards. I was reading that before. Okay. If Trent Alexander-Arnold could do it, not be that great defensively, but be incredible moving the ball forward.
Sure.
Which is what I think. I'm not saying just Serginho Dest will rise to that level, but if that's okay, then I think Serginho is going to be fine. Did we talk about Serginho Dest at Messi's goodbye?
Yeah.
Did we talk about why?
Why?
Do you remember how he was dressed?
Yes.
How was he dressed?
Like Chicago Bulls.
Full Chicago Bulls outfit. Completely stood out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Embarrassed himself. This is the goodbye, and he shows up in a full Chicago Bulls kit. Shorts and all.
Yeah.
Didn't look like he was dressed, right? What? For the event. Do you know why?
I don't know why.
So this has been revealed. He didn't know that was the event, that day was the event, or that he was supposed to go.
Oh.
So he went to the beach.
I love it.
So he goes to the beach in his Chicago Bulls kit, wearing Jordans.
Oh.
Wearing a Chicago Bulls shorts and a jersey. And then they realize he's not showing up. They're calling him and texting him. They find out he's at the beach. And some of the players have to drive to the beach, grab him, and bring him back. So he's standing there completely unaware that this event was both happening and that he was even supposed to go to this thing.
That's hilarious.
Had no clue. This is Serginho Dest.
I mean,
this is the man you have to manage.
20?
He's like 23.
Is he that old?
Yeah.
I was younger.
He wasn't messing about. Thank you, Manja Sandu. Jackson Palace said, king shit.
Andrew Johnson said, what I think is Christian's girl's going to be mad at Alexis for letting Christian eat pizza. I mean, he's not letting me.
We talked about this. By the way, Jamal London said, LOL, no future for Serginho Dest at Barca. In my opinion, he probably would end up at Everton. Yo, it's Jamal London. We'll throw Everton under the bus any chance he gets.
I will take him in a heartbeat, bro.
Yo, are you kidding me? Yo, Everton fans just got a little wet, bro. Now that you said that. Serginho Dest.
Omar Ramirez said, it works if the players don't take it to social media and backlash, or get Phil Foden's mom involved.
Yo, he's only 21 years old.
He's a kid.
Come on.
You need to tell a 21-year-old kid, like, he's not good enough, or, you know,
yes,
really criticize him that publicly. Tell him to his face.
No. Dude, if I show up to a pizza place and it's a 21-year-old baker and it's trash, I'm telling you, I'm putting on the internet. I'm putting you on blast, my Gene. So you need to go to vocational school.
I can't just give you constructive criticism. I have to ruin your reputation. Okay,
you're a professional,
Alexis. That's ridiculous.
How are you making $100,000?
Are you held to the same standard? You want people?
I'm not making $100,000 a week. Give me $100,000 a week. Yeah, you can call me whatever name you want. I'll even feed you lines. I'm like, yo, talk about this.
Yo, can you believe I did this?
Yo, you know what's dumb? Sometimes my armpits smell. Talk about that. Yo, I snore a lot. Talk about it.
I thought it was going a little too far, but okay. Anything else we should cover before we wrap up?
How long have we been going?
We've been going for a little over an hour already.
Ooh. Yeah, it is 2:15.
Anything else? Put it in the chat if there's anything else that you feel like we should cover.
Actually, put in the chat right now, or if you're listening to this, there is no chat. I don't know if you know how podcasts work.
Go for it. I'll add something.
Okay. So, yeah, if you're listening, there is no chat. But what you can do is tweet at us. Let us know. And if you're watching right now, put it in the chat. Who do you think?
Hold on. Omar said, Javi can do that in Spain, but in America, we have an HR department. I love it. That's right.
Okay. I bet you. Did you see the video of the lady who was like, I want to speak to your manager. And the girl just ducked under the table, came back up. She goes, hello, I'm the manager. And she was like, what are you doing? And she like flipped out. Did you see this?
I did not see this.
It's hilarious. The girl did it in real life.
Yeah.
She just ducked under the table and came back out. That's Javi. He's like, oh, you want to speak to the HR department? Hola.
Because look, if Javi keeps doing that, I'm going to have to report into the diversity, equity, and inclusion manager. All right? Oh. So you don't want to deal with that.
A what? I'm glad we have that, but please don't tell me we have that in Cooligans. We're two Latinos. The only way we get diverse is by bringing on a white guy.
So people have been complaining this show is not diverse enough.
Yeah.
Just outrageous.
The Tiki Torch community?
Racist.
Yeah.
We have to hear them out, okay? Everybody gets a seat at the table.
By the way, no, you don't. If there's an algorithm that's listening to this, NSA, no, you don't.
Oh, my God.
Let me know who you think is going to win. Do you actually think Liverpool stands a chance?
Okay.
I don't.
And there's some people are putting some topics, and we'll end on those. But I do want to reiterate to everybody listening and watching right now, thank you. Hit the subscribe button on youtube.com/soccercooligans. If you are not subscribed, please do that. If you want to be a part of the stream, you can join and be a member on the YouTube channel, but also join our Patreon. We're going to be doing a ton of stuff. March 1st is when really a lot of the content will be dropping. We're moving over from the Moon Clerk, which was the service we were using for Gully Squad, and we're going to Patreon. So if you're listening to this and you are in Gully Squad, join Patreon, and I will cancel your Moon Clerk account for you, or you can cancel.
That's right, dude. You get canceled, bro.
That's right.
Unless you join Patreon. Okay.
Look, you don't want to deal with your reputation being ruined.
Nah,
look,
this is the message we've been trying to send across for a minute. We will ruin your life if you don't join Patreon. No.
Okay, but no pressure. All right. So please join our Patreon. So patreon.com/soccercooligans. If you're already in Gully Squad, feel free to join. You will not be double charged or charged twice. I will cancel your Moon Clerk account for you.
Yeah.
Or
and we should mention that Moon Clerk charges you on the monthly anniversary of when you signed up. Patreon charges you on the first.
Correct.
So if you join Patreon right now, it's essentially free for a few days.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and Manjus Andrew just asked again, is this a regular Monday show? Yes, so we're going forward.
Locked in.
Mondays and Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern time, we will be here on YouTube. So catch us here. We might be in a remote location around the city, around the country.
Bro, we might be in England.
We might be in England, who knows?
But although after Boris Johnson was like, yo, COVID ain't real no more, we might not.
Okay, look, we have pizza today. A dog was running around in the background.
Anything could happen. Maybe we'll go to a pizza shop, dude. Maybe we'll do this from a pizza shop.
Okay.
We can hear the guy in the background be like, hey, this is why your mother and I hate you. Fix the machine, you know.
Are they talking to you when they say that?
Probably. But then I'd be like, Dad.
So again, thank you everybody for the support so far.
And also, if you like, you used to be able to subscribe on Twitch. If you become a member here, we are going to be doing a little bit of a pre-show before this show starts. So only people that will have access to that are members who happen to be live and our Patreon community. So we recorded a little something beforehand, just a little taste, an example of what you might get or something of that nature. It wasn't the most professionally done, but we will be doing that as we move forward before we stream every episode. So again, if you're in Patreon, you're going to be getting the pre-show. If you thought this was loose, wait till you hear that. Mm. It's going to be like, wow. You know, we're gonna really warm you up before we get to it. You
know? Looser than Harry Kane neck balls?
Damn. I mean, anything could happen on that. And again, that's just for members only on here on YouTube and to everyone on our Patreon. So if you want to watch it live, become a member.
Yeah.
If not, join our Patreon and right. You'll get it anyway.
FanXY just said, is there going to be different levels of Gully Squad in Patreon? Yes, they already are.
Yes. So there's four.
There's four. Should we go through them?
Let's go through it on the show, dude.
So, yeah, there's the $5 level, which will give you exclusive.
Wait, hold on. We don't want to misquote.
Sure. So $5 will get you exclusive podcasts. We do a series called No Cap Recap. Usually when we travel, go somewhere, a big game or something around the country, we'll record a podcast only for our Gully Squad members, Patreon.
And we don't hold back.
And we don't
hold back.
That's
the name, No Cap Recap.
It's literally the ones that we can't really like say whatever we want. Even though this is pretty ridiculous, these go a little bit.
Imagine what we're holding back.
a little bit wilder.
That level's called Gully. That's $5.
Correct. And then
you are a member of Gully Squad. Then we have Very Gully.
Yes.
Which is $10 a month.
Mm-hmm, which you get.
Everything that the $5 level gets, but you also get early access to videos and stuff, behind the scenes content, and of course you get a Patreon shout out.
Yeah.
Just like everyone else. Then there's Wild Gully, which is $20 a month, which is everything you got from the previous level. Thank you. And then there's the big behemoth.
Oh wait, no, you missed from the $20 level.
What are
we? We're also going to be doing quarterly like Zoom calls with the Patreon members.
Yes.
So one thing that we really enjoy doing, we've done this usually for our birthdays. Our birthdays are one day apart. We celebrate our birthday together. I'm April 30th. Alexis is May 1st.
We were born in hospital beds next to each other.
Exactly. So
a couple years apart.
It worked out somehow. But so we usually have a Zoom call with fans, and we usually invite either a player, a media member,
big comedians.
Comedians. Like we had like Sal Vulcano from Impractical Jokers. We've had, like we mentioned, Zach Valentin earlier. Literally, it could be MLS players, famous comedians. We have somebody will come through. They're super, super fun. So if that's something that you'd be interested in and want to support and be a part of this community, join at the $20 level.
And then there's a crazy level, which we know is insane.
Mm-hmm.
We almost expect no one to actually join it. But we put it up there because we said, hey, what the hell? Maybe there's some Wild Ridge benefactor who wants to be a part of this. And that level is called Too Gully. You're a little too gully.
Yeah, yeah.
And now what you get is all those other things. But also, we're going to fly out to you once a year and do a private show for you.
Okay.
So,
okay, I mean, Alexis,
what that show is, remember what we were saying about Harry Kane? We will perform stand-up or maybe do a podcast from your house, whatever it is you want. You know, if you've got $500 a month to give us, it's probably a fancy house. You probably got a little bit of space for us. Yeah, you know I mean, but whatever. Maybe we'll do a big event in your town and you'll be VIP, or we'll just do something specific for you and your friends, whoever you want invited. Maybe you're a member of a supporters group and you want everyone in that supporters group to be there. That it's up to you, buddy. It's up to you.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you want. If you got $500, you know, and also, I'm going to go to the best pizza place in town with you. And maybe, you know what? We'll also take you to dinner. We'll take you to dinner.
Right.
You rich lady. So,
okay. I guess we'll do whatever you want. I mean, you're paying for it.
Ms. Robinson. we're going to take you to dinner. And also, maybe the next day or that same day, we're going to go to the best pizza place in your city, and I will judge your pizza, similar to how I figured out that we were eating Monero's here.
Some people wanted, Alexis judging your pizza is like some weird kink some people are into.
It really
you know?
Is, dude. It's like people like getting like, a cheese grater to their nuts.
It reminds me of, there was a joke on Family Guy where It was just some throwaway joke about like yell into my ass. You ever heard that one?
No.
So funny.
Yeah, I've never forgotten that in my life. It's just so funny.
You don't even explain the joke. You just laugh at it to yourself.
It was a throwaway line from, you know how they
like you threw it away here.
The cutaway jokes that they do in Family Guy. Okay. So if this interests you, being at the $500 level and you want to support this show, feel free.
Joe Whitlock said, special show from a bar in Fargo. I will wear a tool belt and somebody catching these hands. I hope that security guard ready for the death lock, my G.
Okay, we do different type of headlocks out here.
Paolo Nelson said, pow chicka bow wow.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, again, patreon.com/soccercooligans. Join. Be a part of the community. We've got a lot of really, really dope content coming out soon. We're going to be dropping, the first thing we're going to be dropping is we went to Paris and
made out in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Okay, that's where Alexis proposed to me. But we
not marriage, something else, and boy, was it exciting.
But that's going to be available to our Patreon members at the $10 level and above. So the videos and everything will be at the $10 level and above, and the audio will be at $5. So so thank you, everybody, for the support so far. A lot of people already made the move over from Moonclerk to Patreon.
Because we don't have it.
So shouts to you. And then if this is your reminder, if you haven't done that yet, and if you'd like to join, feel free. What? I didn't see it. What happened?
Michael Raymond said Christian dresses up like Zoe to Chanel. You got the bangs.
Give me the bangs. I'll do it. Let's go. Okay.
Bro.
All right. I think we should wrap up.
You know what? If there's someone in Fargo, North Dakota that has $500 a month and you pay, I promise you, I will show up in a Property Brothers-like outfit ready to fix a house. And this dude is going to dress up like Zoe to Chanel. I promise you that. He's got like a hoodie and pants, yeah. But we'll get the wig. You know, I'm not making my man put on a dress.
I mean, it's gonna look authentic though. All right, I'm gonna commit to the bit.
Hey, Crimson Pizza said I rerouted LatinoTemperament.com to the Patreon. By the way, thank you so much, Crimson Pizza.
Thank you so much, LatinoTemperament.com. You know, just us and Angel Di Maria. You know, with our Latino temperament.
last shout out. First of all, thank you to all our Patreon members. We're going to be starting to give you shout-outs at the end of each episode, like by putting it on screen and stuff. So thank you very much. Obviously, all that starts after March 1st. But the last shout-out we want to give is to OSNYC. New York City. No, Operation System. Operation Services. What is it? OSNYC. Just look
have
it up.
Ever,
put a space
have
between
you ever
the S.
Seen a computer? I mean, like you.
No,
know,
just these stupid know. Clams that show me pictures.
Operating system.
Shouts to Sam for and Claire for hooking this up. We would not be able to. You know, we wouldn't have had a place to record today. We'd be outside in the street if it wasn't for this. It is President's Day here in the U.S., which I believe in Canada they call Family Day. Oh,
gross.
Yeah. In England, it's the day the queen gets spit in her mouth again, dude. She can't do it this
way. All right, whatever. I mean,
you got to scream into her head. Obviously, we wouldn't have a place to record today, which is dope. It's an example of what we want to do. We want to travel to different places. But if you are a gamer, or if you're somebody who likes to be, you know, they got like the seat with the racing with the actual real wheel. Mm-hmm. They've got a whole streamer setup. They've got all these dope different things. Street Fighter 2. Everything, anything you want to play. They've got Wii's all over the place. They've got Switches all over the place, right? Nintendo Switch, Stitch, whatever that thing's called. They've got them all. They got
this is so wildly PS5s. Out of touch.
They've got Xbox X's. Is that the X's?
I think he's going to say doohickeys at some point.
They got widgets everywhere, bro. But, dude, they do watch-alongs. They do major competitions. They really are, if you are in any way, shape, or form, I mean, you can see some of the computers over here. They, you know, you could stream you and your whole class could stream. So if you are in New York City, they're right here on Bowery and Canal. You got to check them out. OSNYC, absolutely incredible. Thank you to them. You know, we'll put their information in the description of this episode.
Okay. All right. So is that where we should wrap? I think we're good to go. Thank you for a couple of people left. A couple topics. We're sorry we didn't get to them, but we'll. But catch us here tomorrow.
Oh, you getting emotional?
No, I was going to burp.
Okay.
Catch us here tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be our American, North American soccer focus show.
I think we're going to be remote for that one, though, right?
Yes.
We'll be back in our old setup. Yeah.
But 1 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to be talking CONCACAF Champions League. MLS is starting up next week. And we have we're going to be taping an interview, not at 1 p.m. tomorrow, but we're going to be taping an interview with an incredible guest this week, an MLS player. Also, might play for the Mexican national team. Who knows? So we're going to be taping that, and that'll be available.
That's right. David Beckham.
Beckham, as they say, yes. David. Okay. So so that'll be available on YouTube and the Cooligans podcast. Subscribe to both. Tell your friends. This is the new version of the Cooligans. We're going to be all over the place. We might be in your city traveling.
Bro, we might be right behind you, bro.
Yep.
We might be in the lunchroom. At your office, dude. Just eating that sandwich you left in there, bro.
You know, it was stinking up the conference room.
Yeah, you know. Also, strawberry jam and tuna. What's wrong with you, bro?
You know what? I didn't think it would pair well together, but it kind of worked.
It works well with this vino. Oh, no, that's just old grape juice.
Everybody, thank you again for coming along with us on this journey. Again, join that Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligans.
Ooh, and we should figure out a new outro.
Sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, we don't, I guess everything's going to be different.
Yeah, baby died, right? Mm-hmm. That's a weird way to say that.
Yay! I feel like you should be.
If you put a comma in that, you could really mess up.
I feel like you should be a little bit more somber when you say that. Why are you smiling so much?
Wow. Wow. If you put a comma in the wrong place there, it really makes me look like a monster.
Michael Raymond said, go back to MSG for an episode.
We should do that.
Is the radio station even still...
Who knows? I think it's like a...
I think it's closed.
I think it's like a furniture company is in there now, dude.
Radio is dying, bro.
Radio been dead, bro. Maybe we should contact that company, see if we could just do like a stream from there.
Is it Becky G again? Can she come every week? This is... if you haven't heard our interview with Sebastian Legette and Becky G, go check that out because it was really, really incredible.
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's wrap up. I don't know how to end.
Let's just say goodbye. This is Cooligans 3.0. We will figure out a proper outro. This has been mostly the Prem show. We hope you stick around for that separate podcast we did in the beginning. We absolutely love you. My name is Alexis Guerreros.
My name is Cristian Polanco.
And together we're the Cooligans.
We are. Let's go, everybody. Peace.